Hey there, Stoic Squad. This is Avery Hart, your daily dose of calm in the chaos. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a weight on your shoulders, something you did, said, or didn't do? Yeah, that's guilt whispering nasty things in your ear, trying to drag you down. But guess what? Today, we're flipping the script and talking about letting go of guilt and embracing forgiveness for ourselves and others. Because trust me, holding on to guilt is like sipping poison and expecting the other person to die. It just hurts you in the end. So why are we tackling this today? Because life throws curveballs. We all make mistakes, big and small. And sometimes those mistakes create ripples of regret and shame that linger long after the initial event. But here's the thing. Dwelling on past blunders doesn't change anything. It just keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity, preventing you from moving forward with your life. Now, I'm not saying it's easy to let go of guilt. It's like trying to break free from quicksand. The more you struggle, the deeper you sink. But there are ways to navigate this swamp and emerge stronger on the other side. Here's what we're going to unpack today. 1. Understanding the root. First things first, let's get to the heart of the matter. What is guilt exactly? Is it a sign of weakness? A signal to be more careful next time? Or something else entirely? When we understand the root cause, we can start to untangle its grip on us. 2. Making peace with mistakes. We human, remember. We're all works in progress. Embracing our imperfections is key to letting go of guilt. It's not about denying what happened, it's about acknowledging it, learning from it, and moving forward. Think of your mistakes as stepping stones on the path to growth. They might be bumpy, but they ultimately lead you somewhere new. 3. The power of perspective. Ever heard the saying, everything happens for a reason? Now, I'm not talking about some cosmic justification for every bad thing that ever happened to us. But shifting our perspective can sometimes help us see the bigger picture. Perhaps that seemingly disastrous mistake led you to an amazing opportunity or a powerful lesson about yourself. 4. Practicing self-compassion. Here's the truth. We're way too hard on ourselves. Imagine if a friend came to you with the same guilt you carry around, what would you say? You'd probably offer words of support and understanding, right? Well, treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion. 5. Forgiving yourself first. This is huge. Before you can truly forgive others, you need to forgive yourself. Holding onto resentment towards yourself only perpetuates the cycle of pain. Let go of the past, acknowledge your growth, and embrace the person you are today. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You spilled coffee all over your new white shirt right before an important presentation. You felt mortified, blamed yourself for being clumsy, and let that guilt overshadow your entire day. But what if, instead of dwelling on the spill, you'd taken a deep breath, acknowledged it as a minor mishap, and focused on delivering your presentation with confidence? You might have even used the situation to inject some humor into your speech. See, by letting go of the guilt, you could have turned a potentially embarrassing moment into a chance for growth and connection. So remember, Stoic Squad, holding on to guilt is like clinging to a sinking ship. It's time to cut the anchor and embrace forgiveness both for yourself and others. This isn't about condoning wrongdoing, it's about choosing peace over pain, learning from our mistakes, and moving forward with grace and resilience. Ready to take action? Leave a comment below and share a time when you let go of guilt and experience the liberating power of forgiveness. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Calm for your daily dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.